my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome back to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in to a brand new episode. It's just me today. I appreciate everybody who's been part of the process as far as interviews. I think I still got some. Like, don't worry. They're still there. I got some great guests that I still want to present out to the world. And I think this one this episode to me is very important. Because it's super early in the morning, waking up early, just had to get a lot off my mind. As I'm about a month out from turning 30, I usually get reflective around my birthday. Because a lot happens in 365 days, and really, I just take the time to really just start reflecting on things that I've done. The places I'm trying to go, what I could have done better, and really just try to find a theme. I think each year is a theme. I think the theme in the 29 was homebound, like understanding the process of coming back home after doing a year somewhere else and really enjoying my experience there and learning a lot about myself. And this year is really is just this year, this season, this new age, really is just, it's really, I think the theme is embracing. I think something about me that I know pretty well, and I'm not afraid to admit it on camera, is that sometimes I have shied away from my own gifts and talents. And I think sometimes it's not because I think I'm ever so great or think that I'm better than people. In fact, I try to stay modest, because I don't want to ever think that, regardless of where life takes me and the successes that may come my way. I've always just wanted to have pride in living a modest and have humility behind things. I think the problem becomes where I'm starting to learn that being humble has a lasting effect, and being too humble, you can often diminish the light that you have for yourself, so you can make other people feel comfortable, and that can end up being a hindrance to your growth as a person. One thing that I think that I'm learning really well about myself is that for the good portion of my 20s, I think I've tried to find different boxes and lanes to fit into, and I never really feel like that I fit into any box or lane. And again, that's not to say that I'm some weird outcast that, you know, is against the world or just this rebel. But I've just, when I be honest with myself and think about just where I've been at, I never really have felt like I fit into a lot of places. I've kind of moved to my own drumbeat, and I've been okay with that drumbeat. But also, it's a very interesting experience to be in when you know you're just not fitting into places and you're not meant to fit in, right? I think we're meant to do things that really sets our soul on fire, that really gets us fulfilled and have purpose behind things. And for me, it's always just having these deep introspective thoughts and talks, and really just embracing my journey with learning about myself. You know, as stressful and as worrisome growing up can be, and adulthood can be, and learning about yourself can feel, I think there's just such a blissful thing about life that I think often I have lost sight of, because I have been so tunnel vision on certain goals and objectives that I've struggled to really just try to find things to enjoy. You know, I don't think I give myself enough credit of the things that either I've accomplished or have. And again, it's not about external accomplishments. It's just more so just like the basic nuances, like having a roof over your head and having a car to drive and having a job. Like, I think I think there's been moments and times where I feel like because I haven't reached the destination or what I've liked to reach that I have not. There's been a fulfillment issue. There's been a fulfillment issue with just navigating that truth. I think that there's been ideas that I've sat on that I'm just scared to just really pull the trigger and really do. You know, I had a brother of mine ask me, he's like, you know, for somebody who writes all the time, how do you know when to put out something? And I was like, well, if I'm being honest with you, it's more that I probably haven't put out that I have. And again, this is from this me that's written two books. Because even being transparent with that, I don't even feel like I've written two books. I feel like I've had two random experiences that I've shared, and I really have not tried to talk about that. And even being honest, like even talking about myself is uncomfortable sometimes, but it's a truth that I need to really embrace that, yes, I have done these things, and it is okay to share your accomplishments. It's okay to be proud of your accomplishments and to really sit and soak in it. I'm always thinking about the next chapter that, again, I really feel like I have missed out on just really smelling the roses for what life's supposed to be. And that's a very damaging way to live. It is so damaging because nothing that we really can obtain or want to obtain, we can take with us when it's all said and done. We cannot take a U-Haul with a hearse. I'm sure many people have heard that. It's one of the sayings that I try to keep myself grounded with, but it is the truth. And I really think going into my 30s that I'm really trying to reflect on and really focus on presence, being present, being grateful, and still striving, but also trying to enjoy life. I think there isn't a price that you can put on a peace of mind. And as I sit around and think about my own mindset, I think way too much to have a peace of mind. I find peace in thoughts, but my thoughts also just run rampant. And I just hope that, you know, anybody who might be listening to this, just kind of remember, man, like this is all just supposed to be an experience. Like, you know, regardless of what's going on or where you're at, we're supposed to be experiencing these things. Not too many people even get to make it to 30 or 40 or 50. And when you really sit around and think about it, think about how much of our life really is spent on being stressed out or worrying about the next thing. It's really fascinating. Like, when we really think about it, it's really fascinating. And I really don't want to live like that no more. You know, I want to loosen up. I want to find that light. And I'm not saying the light is gone. I just think that when you are so focused on the next step, your light is dim. And then we try to hide it with moments to show people that we're happy, which I would very much say and believe and think that most people in this world actually struggle with happiness, and we struggle with fulfillment simply because we are so externally driven by the things that we do. And it's also externally driven for this deep seeking need to be validated or feel validated by others. And it's really my hope is, you know, we continue to move forward that kind of stops. And it's really interesting to know, and I ask myself this all the time, like, when did we shift as a society where outside opinions have mattered more? And maybe that's been a lifelong human experience, and it probably is, but I just think about from 15, 20 years ago when iPhones were still kind of new, but it wasn't big yet. And it just seemed like I was able to be more present. Right. I don't know. I'm ranting. I'm on a rant. But long story short, I just for right now, for me going into this next year, I just really want to be present. I want to be fulfilled. And I want to just be fulfilled in the purpose of what I think I'm supposed to be doing. And that is to help others. That is to utilize the gifts that God has given me and really hopefully try to help build and heal not only myself, but people around us to really just become a better and healthier world. I changed my profile thing to, you know, building a healthier world for others. And I'm also learning that I have to do that really for myself. I think that's the hard part when you got to look yourself in the mirror and realize where you're falling short at. And, you know, health-wise, I think that's always kind of been me. Not like I'm super unhealthy, but just everything. The stuff I consume, what I watch, you know, really just kind of in this very interesting, like, very intentional with what's important to me. Because, you know, I'm just really starting to realize that, you know, a lot of stuff that we consume or think about just really has no actual value in our life. And I'm no longer chasing an invisible ghost. I'm going to be present within myself, and I'm going to really be encouraged with what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing. And more importantly, I'm really going to stop trying to fixate myself on the opinions of others on what I think they think, what I think they should think of me. You know, when you do stuff that's true to yourself and being authentic, I just think it makes life more freer. I think it makes us more freer. And more importantly, I just think it makes ourselves more fulfilled. You know, a couple of years ago, I'll never forget this comment from somebody, and they essentially alluded to the fact that, you know, why are you so reflective all the time? When I'm like, you know, this is what I enjoy to do. I enjoy these reflective moments and thoughts. I enjoy deep seeking and deep diving and really understanding the world around us, because there's so much to learn. There's so much to understand. And I think the more that you seek to learn, the more you understand, the more you try to understand, I think the better off you feel within yourself. But more importantly, it's just a fulfillment that makes me happy. And I could sit here again as honest as possible and realize that a lot of the happiness that I have sought has been to make others happy in a way, because I think that's for me, I've always just taken pride in giving and serving others. And that's been like me. That's how I've been since I was a kid. But, you know, if you're not giving to yourself, man, it's only so much and you're going to think you can give to others. So I could say it a million times over. More of the story for me, and hopefully for you, as you're going to your next birth year outside of this new year, new me stuff, just be authentic, man. Just be true to yourself, you know, do the things that make you happy, and also find fulfillment in just experiencing more so than trying to chase things that will always move. The goalposts will always move. So appreciate you guys for listening to me rant for about 13 minutes. As always, I make sure to subscribe to the pod on my favorite audio platforms, or your favorite audio platforms, not mine, but yours, both of ours. I don't know what you like. And also, just, you know, more interviews coming soon. And I'm just excited for this new journey as I hit my 30s. So appreciate you guys. Till next time. Peace.